8 hawks have been found killed in Cache Valley over the course of the last 2 weeks. The hawks were shot with small-caliber firearms near 400 West in Smithfield, and officials believe it is the same individual or individuals behind the killings. Chris Schultz, conservation officer with the Division of Wildlife Resources.
It's very frustrating sometimes when you have a case like this where there doesn't seem to be any rhyme or reason to it. They're not getting a big set of antlers from this. They're not getting any meat from these animals. It's a complete waste, and in that regard, it's very frustrating.
Dr. Steve Slater, Conservation Sites Director at Hawkwatch International, says shootings like this occur somewhat often in Utah, especially in rural areas.
It happens for a variety of different reasons. It can be, in some cases, people feel threatened by the raptors if they have chickens or livestock and they've seen raptors out amongst their animals. They might feel like that they're a threat to their animals or their resources. But often it's just a matter of an opportunity, and somebody thinks they don't value that resource. And it's unfortunate because the raptors do provide quite a service to the farmers. In addition, just to being a part of the ecosystem, they do remove quite a bit of rodents and these prey from the fields that would be causing damage otherwise. So a lot of times it's just a case of misunderstanding or ignorance on the part of the person doing it, unfortunately.
Slater says this time of year is especially dangerous for hawks because of migration.
In the fall and winter, we have higher concentrations that are just more visible, just because normally, the raptors are territorial during the breeding season. They defend a particular area, so you won't have a lot of raptors in one particular location. So they're somewhat segregated, but then in the fall and the winter, that kind of disappears, and we can have pretty high concentrations where there's good prey resource, and often that is related to agriculture, because you have rodents and other things that get attracted into fields, and it makes really good hunting for them if they can sit up on a pole and have a view of a field where there's not much cover for the prey.
Shootings are up on the list with electrocution and vehicle collision as high mortality threats to hawks. Schultz says it's hard to keep track of how many hawks are killed because many shootings happen in rural areas, but there are some extreme cases where the public becomes involved.
Unfortunately, this is kind of an ongoing problem in the Cache Valley area. Several years ago, we had 17 or 18 hawks that were killed, and unfortunately, we never got to the bottom of that, and we're hoping that this case doesn't escalate to that point.
The crime of killing a hawk is a misdemeanor and can result in up to 6 months in jail and a $1,000 fine for each offense. Again, Steve Slater.
They're protected both in the state of Utah, the wildlife, the raptors and birds in general are protected by the state of Utah, but then beyond that, these raptors are all migratory, so they're protected by federal regulations that prohibit take of migratory bird through a treaty that we have with Canada and Mexico. So there's both levels of the state and federal particular regulations that do protect them.
The Utah Division of Wildlife Resources is asking for the public's help to solve the mystery of who is responsible for the shootings.
We're asking people to be our eyes and ears for us. Pay attention to what you're seeing. If you feel like you're seeing something suspicious, please let us know about that.
Anyone with information in connection to the shootings can call the Division of Wildlife or the Utah Turn-In a Poacher hotline. More information on the UPR website. For Utah Public Radio, this is Taylor Halverson.